हाँ ना, हेलो, हाय, गुड
Good afternoon.
आफ्टरनून, कहाँ
Good
पे हो?
afternoon. We'll be starting momentarily. Today is a Jewish history class. As we know, we're taught to study history from the framework of the energy of the times. And the energy of the times refers to the parasha. This week's parasha is Naso, the second parasha in the book of Numbers, book of Bamidbar. If you will turn to chapter 6, verse 21, I'll give you a quick summary before I start to explain the verses. The parasha of Naso starts out with counting the part of the tribe of Levi. Part of the tribe of Levi is counting along with the other 12 tribes in the parasha of Bamidbar. But the tribe of Levi is counted with a different framework. It starts with children that are 30 days old, not people who are 20 years old. So it's describing a different need, because the tribe of Levi has been tied by Jacob to Hashem. And Hashem has accepted the tithe that is puts the tribe of Levi to work in the temple. Some of the tribe of Levi has transformed from left column to right column, and they have become priests, Kohanim. And they work in the temple. And the other parts of the tribe of Levi were also work in the temple. But when the march takes place in the desert, the tribe of Levi receives the covered components of the temple, of the Mishkan, and they carry it, or it carries them in the case of the Ark. They carry it, having received it from the hands of the priests who dismantle it. Then the parasha discusses the laws of the sota, the adulterous woman. And then it describes the chas v'shalom, the punishment of the rebellious child, where the parents have given up on the child and take him to be punished by the elders. And the third section of this parasha deals with the Nazir, someone who has a desire to get closer to Hashem. Someone has a desire to become more holy. And that is where we pick up what I wish to speak about today. There will be a handout for this class. Normally in the Jewish history class, I don't have handouts. But this particular subject needs a handout, and it's available on the Unique Astrological Times link. You can find it on the right side of every Yeshem webpage under the two pictures. When the link Unique Astrological Times opens up, scroll down to the section of Shavuot. And within that section, which has a lot of material, a lot of different organizations have tried to explain their look, their understanding of the holiday of Shavuot. Scroll down to where it says, Shavuot from Kosher Torah, the year 5779. Not our current year, the previous year. Don't make this mistake of taking Shavuot from Kosher Torah, which is a few links higher. Specifically, Shavuot from Kosher Torah, year 5779. And when that PDF file opens up, there are 29 pages, and we will be scrolling down immediately to page 29. You will notice a number of three-letter Hebrew letter sequences. And now it is time to look at chapter 6 of Numbers, verse 21. But the reason that I'm starting with 21 is to give you some insight about the Nazir, but also for you to realize that there are only six verses that we will be reading today. And these six verses are right in the middle of the last verse associated with the Nazir, and the first verse associated with the setting up of the tabernacle. There's a reason for its location, but let's read the verses. Verse 21. This is the law of the Nazirite, with who vows, and of his offering to the Lord for the Nazirite-ship, beside that for which his means suffice. According to his vow which he vows, so he must do after the law of his Nazirite-ship. The Nazir takes a vow to abstain from wine, to let his hair grow and not shave, and other things that he is giving up some of the pleasures of the physical world in order to elevate spiritually and become closer to Hashem. But that vow is a sin. It's a sin because Hashem created those physical things to provide pleasure to his creation. And to vow to abstain from those pleasures is a sin. Yes, the desire is to become higher spiritually, but it's still a sin to leave away the tools that Hashem has given you to reach that higher level. Verse 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 23, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say unto them, verse 24, the Lord bless you and keep you. Verse 25, the Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, the Lord lifts up his countenance upon you and gives you peace. And verse 27, so shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. What does this say to the students of Kabbalah? These are all the verses. The next verse is chapter 7, verse 1, and it's talking about the setting up of the tabernacle. So what do these six verses say to the student of Kabbalah? One thing I noticed in the verse of verse 25, it says, the Lord makes his face. Face is a partsuf, a structure of 10 sephirot, to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. But where is gracious? Gracious is chachma. It's the word chen. Chet Nun, the hidden wisdom. The Lord lifts up his countenance. Countenance is another word for face, another part too. And be gracious unto you. I'm sorry, Abby. Gracious, we've already discussed. Countenance is another part too, and gives you peace, shalom. And we are taught when the priests say this, they extend the word shalom. And what is peace? What is shalom? We are taught it is the level of Malchut. So we are seeing, it's actually Shalom is Yesod of Zerantin. And so shall they put in my name, what is the name? It's Malchut. Upon the children of Israel, who are also Malchut. And I will bless them. So the priest blesses the children of Israel. But then the priests become blessed, replacing the energy they shared, as well as blessing the children of Israel, because there is a holiness that has been transferred to the children of Israel by the priest. These six verses are incredibly important. Why are there six verses? Because it's connecting to Zerantin. But it has so much Malchut in it. And that's the unification that's taking place. That's the unification that allows the manifestation of Zerantin and Malchut to become combined. If I start with verse 23 in Hebrew, Daber el Aharon, speak to Aaron, Weel Banav and his children, Lemor, saying, thus, Ko. But remember, Ko is a code word with the Gematria of 25. The five Sephirot, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut, within five, or the five worlds within five. Verse 24. Yevarechecha. Hashem. Veishmerecha. There are three words in this verse. There are 15 letters in this verse. Verse 25. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha. There are five words in this verse. And there are 20 letters in this verse. Verse 26. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yashem lecha shalom. Seven words. So we have a sequence, 3, 5, 7. Twenty-five letters in the third verse. We have a sequence of words, 3, 5, 7. We have a sequence of letters, 15, 20, 25. How many words in total? 3 + 5 = 8. +7 = 15. 15 words. 15 words connects to the upper worlds of Yud and He, the worlds of emanation and Briah, the levels of Chachma and Bina. How many letters in total? 15 and 20 is 35, and 25 is 60. 60 represents the six sephirot of Zeranpin in their complete structure of 10 sephirot each. Let us now turn to the handout. And if you turn to the last page, page 29, you see the three letters. Sequences. But you'll notice the vowels that are underneath these letters are their root vowels. They're all connected to their root vowels. Count how many of these three-letter verses, three-letter sequences there are. Five in the first line, five in the second line, five in the third line, five in the fourth line. How many three-letter sequences? There are 20 three-letter sequences. How many letters? Well, 20 three-letter sequences times three letters is 60. The same number of letters as the three verses that is represents the priestly blessing. Would it surprise you for me to tell you that these 20 three-letter sequences are the same exact letters that are in the three verses of the priestly blessing? They're not in the same order. If you move back to the verses themselves, and right now I'm just going to guess because I've tried different sequences and I just thought of another sequence of how to create these. No, my thought doesn't pan out. So I do not know how Rabbi Bar Sadak arrived at these sequences. I know that all of the letters come from those three verses, but I'm not sure why he put them in this order. But if you look at the words in English underneath the three-letter sequences, but they're not directly under them. If you're reading the Hebrew, it's right to left. If you're reading the English transliteration, it's left to right. I'm going to start with a L'shem Yichud, because we did not do that, I don't believe. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu ferenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu ferenehu. Know very clearly. These 60 letters are drawing the light of holiness. They're drawing the light of the priestly blessing. But they're doing it in an intensified form. We will say this now in just the Hebrew, but then we will say the prayer that Rabbi Bar Sadak and his explanation, which requires us to go back to page 28. Please join me. Yo he wa ve yo he re a pe ka shi nu ka yo 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 ka wa he nu wa wa he la he yo yo wa wa ka yo ka la shi yo yo me la shi re a me ka wa la yo yo ka anu shi re fe la yo he slightly up to page 28, where we will begin reading the English. This prayer can be recited at any time in any number of repetitions. The more repetitions, the better. It is good to recite it on the night of Shavuot when we celebrate the gift of the Torah. It can be recited at other times as well. This prayer is an original formulation in English, and I give my blessings and permission for it to be translated for personal use into any language of one's choosing. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the universe, creator of all, I give thanks before you that I am your creation, formed in your image and guided by your hand. May it be your will to open both my heart and my eyes and enable me to perceive your path and how it is that you want me to live, to best receive your blessings and to best shine your holy light. May it be your will that you enlighten me and align me with the image of your holy Sephiroth within me. Teach me what I need to learn. Show me what I need to see. Help me to accomplish all the goals that you have ordained for me to fulfill in this lifetime. Master of the universe, behold, you are the source of all. All is in you, and you are in all. Enlighten me so that I may see and experience your unity. Enable me to live in harmony with your unity and to be guided by it and to flow within it at every moment and in every place. May I be a clear and receptive vehicle for reflecting your divine purpose. May your holy light shine through me in everything that I think, I speak, I feel, and I do. Move through me and enable me to experience your holy presence within me. Ribono Shel Olam, you created your universe by the energies contained within vibrating sound. You spoke, and what you spoke came to be. May it be your will that I serve as the receptacle for your divine light, and that by my reciting your holy names, may I reflect your divine light here upon the earth. May your light shine and go forth to wherever it is needed and to wherever you desire. Ribono Shel Olam, I thank you for revealing to us your sacred word and your special treasure of understanding that enables us mere mortals to make use of your sacred heavenly knowledge and power. I call upon your sacred name that is concealed in the words of blessings that you pass on to your servant Aaron, the brother of Moshe, through which you commanded him to bless the children of Israel in your name. As it is written, may Hashem bless you and protect you. May Hashem raise his face upon you and be gracious to you. May Hashem place his face upon you, be given you shalom. May this holy name shine your holy light here on earth and bring to us all peace, because I call upon Yohewa Beyohe Reape Kashinu Kayoyo Yokawa Heinu Wahela Heyoyo Wawaka Yokawa Shiyoyo Melashi Reame Kawala Yoyoka Anushi Repela Yohewa Hewame. Yohewa Veyohe Reafe Kashinu Kayoyo Yohawa Heinua Wahela Heyoyo Wawaha Yohawa Shiyoyo Melashi Reame Kawala Yoyoha Anushi Refela Yohewa Hewame Yohewa Veyohe Reape Kasinu Kayoyo Yokala Wa Heinua Wahela Heyoyo Wawaka Yokawa Siyoyo Melasi Reame Kawala Yo, yo, ka. Anusi, re, pe, la. Yo, hey, wa. Hey, wa, me. Yo, hey, wa. Ve, yo, hey, re, a, fe, ka, shi, nu. Ka, yo, 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 ka, wa. Hey, nu, a, wa, hey, la. Hey, yo, yo, wa, wa, ka, yo, ka, wa. She, yo, yo, me, la, she, re, a, me. Ka, wa, la. Yo, ko, yo, yo, ka, nu, she. Re, ve, la, yo, hey, wa, me. Yo, hey, wa, ve, yo, hey. Shi re a fe ka shi nu ka yo 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 ka wa he nu a wa he la he yo yo wa wa ka yo ka wa shi yo yo me la si re a me. Ka wa la yo yo ka anu shi re fe la yo he wa me. Shine forth the light of God. Shower upon us the blessings of heavens. Enlighten our eyes to know supernal knowledge. Enable us to walk your paths and to do your will. Amen, amen, amen. May it be so forever and evermore, and let us all say, amen. Does anybody have any questions? This is a tool that can be utilized frequently. It can be said many ways. I don't know if you noticed that I said it differently each time, primarily using the sounds of the double letters, like the difference between ka and cha, between be and be, between e and g. And those are just a few of the double letters. Ray and the Ray, the rolling R. This is something, it's a tool to be added to your daily prayers. You will find it best in the morning, but it's capable to be said all, anytime. And in any place, as Rabbi Barsadak said, use it well. Do not use it selfishly. Why are you saying it? Read the words of this prayer that Rabbi Barsadak wrote, and you'll get a sense of why you are saying it. Know why you're saying it. Know where you're saying it. Know to whom you are saying it. Remember, the children of Israel are a kingdom of priests. And this is a priestly prayer, a priestly benediction. While you're unmuting yourself, in case you wish to ask questions or make comments, the classes tonight are, one is at 4:30, which is a deep Zohar class, and the 7 o'clock class is questions and answers. Are there any questions?
My question was going to be, did I hear you correctly? Sometimes doing the letters, especially I noticed the she and she, and I wanted to make sure I was hearing correctly, but you answered it before I had a chance to unmute again. So thank you for that.
But I also said the other letters differently.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I really noticed it on the shin and the sin.
It is more noticeable.
Yeah. I've noticed on previous things from Rabbi Zadok, he would take the first letter and the last letter, but I've never of a word to come up with what would we call it, a holy name, a holy prayer. I don't remember a pattern for three, though, so we'll have to delve into that.
Well, he purposely left it off in another place where he gave this. He said it's not time to reveal the method and the reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. There are many sequences in the prayers, in the verses. At one time, I thought it might be the sequence of 3, 4, and 5. Another time, I thought it might be 15, 20, and 25, and then just keep circling around. But I have not found the sequence, and I've done a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
I get some of the words.
I'm sorry. It made me think of the word that the Song of the Sea, you know, how one line goes forward and one line goes backward. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. Mm-hmm. So when it's time, we'll find the answer.
Correct. But in the meantime, we have the tool to
find us. The answer will find us, I think.
More than likely. But in the meantime, we have the tool to utilize, and we should utilize it. It's a very, very powerful sequence, as it should be. Any other questions? You all have a good afternoon. Shalom.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.